And you know I don't watch that shit.
Why not? Too scared?
No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
What are you waiting for, huh?
Because nobody admits anything they've done!
Hello, boils, ghouls, and non-binary creatures of the darkness. We are back with another episode of The Scream Queens. I am Cece.
And I'm Jess. Oh my God.
Hello.
we're frequent feared up. We have an icons announcement. It's a great week. It is just, yeah. It's great. I've been great since I got my frequent fear. Like, I mean,
I know. Somewhat. Part of my anxiety is gone now.
Yeah. I'm like, ooh, okay. At least I like have this ticket. It's in my app already. I can open and just stare at it. And it says frequent fear.
Exactly.
It's great. But we're not here to talk about that. I can't stop talking about frequent fear. It's crazy.
That's okay.
No one can.
Right? Well, we're going to do a little bit of news, but before we do that, we're going to go ahead so that they can talk with us about the news if they want to chime in. We're going to go ahead and introduce our friends that we were bringing on today to help us with our episode. So we have Bryce and Chris from Reflections of Fear podcast.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi, you're here.
Welcome.
We are.
Oh, my God.
We're vibing.
You made it. I didn't kill you after the Catacombs episode. You totally got invited on. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had our little arguments, but I think we teamed up at the end.
Yeah, the past is the past. We all got what we wanted. It's okay.
Yeah, I true. Mean, kind of, I guess.
I don't know after today.
Hey, Graveyard Games is not anywhere on this list, and neither is Yeti, so we have no reason to hate each other.
There is something else on true. This list that we need to fight about, though.
Is there?
Yes, there is. There is something that we're both triggered about.
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay. We'll get there. Are we going to trauma dump on the Scream Queens? I'm really into that.
I mean, apparently.
We're here to trauma dump, I guess. Before we trauma dump, let's talk HHN news. There's a little bit. There's not much. So when we talked to you guys on Thursday, we talked about there were set pieces up in San Francisco, the rumored Crypt TV or speculated Crypt TV. It is Crypt TV. The logo's fucking in the zone.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But there was another, someone pointed out, I'm sorry, it was Gary Pounds, at Gary Pounds, Gary who does the spreadsheet, the tracker, if you will. He said, with six legs and cutting off at the edge of the stage, it feels like there's going to be a scare actor at the end of the spider stage. And I really agree with that. And that I don't know anything about Crypt TV. But that sounds like a cool idea to put an actor right there. Got a spider butt. I just was like, I don't know anything about this. I just wanted to point that out.
Right? I love that.
Apparently, it's from Sunny Family. Again, I don't know anything about Crypt TV. I'm hoping to at least watch some of this before the event.
Yeah, I will be.
Yeah, I've been slowly like watching it all. It's interesting stuff.
Is it? That's what I've heard. It's all about like monsters and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's why I'm hoping the scare zone is just purely the monsters, to be honest. So we'll see.
Hopefully. We also have another set piece in San Francisco. It's a door.
Oh, yeah.
It's a door. It's a door with a rock around it, and they drew on it. Again, mm-hmm. I don't know what it's from, but that's more construction. We also have, oh my God, I have to scroll through everything. There's a bathroom set. Also up in San Francisco. There's so many set pieces in there, and that is such a tiny place. And yeah. I'm like, I feel like it's gonna be so bottlenecked.
Yeah, that's...
I haven't seen it in person though, so I don't know really how it's all laid out.
I haven't either. Have you guys been there?
We went the other day before they added the door in the woods, which I think is what the door is from, or okay. The bathroom, which I think is from the Look-See. Mm-hmm. There was still a good amount of space in between. The spider stage is just kind of like right in front of Fast and Furious, which is a bit strange though.
Oh, like right in front of the exit?
Yeah, like, oh. Yeah, it blocks like one of the arches on the exit.
That's okay. Weird. Nobody rides Fast and Furious anyway.
Right?
No, they can bottleneck that. Actually, talking about that earlier, like that scare zone is always so tiny and so cramped.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And like adding all those sets, I feel like, why wasn't this put in Hollywood? Is my question. Because that really, I feel like, plays well to sets. And I feel mm-hmm. like San Fran is not it for sets. But I mean, they're doing it. Something's going to happen.
True. I mean, we'll see.
There could be no actors on the floor and it's all actors on the stages. They could be very much thinking still with COVID brain because of the variant and the numbers and everything.
Yeah.
That's what I'm kind of guessing.
Could help with bottlenecking. So yeah, I mean, it would just be us in the zone, which is fine. Catch me over by that spider stage. I really want to see what the fuck that's about. I know Aaron is also very interested in the spider boy. We also the Twitter account at BioReconstruct. I think they do drone footage, or they do like behind the scenes pictures. They kind of got closer to the speculated Wicked Growth facade. It is again that like arch shape, but we have pumpkins. We have two pumpkin like pillars and like some bales of hay. So very much, you know, what we keep speculating. It's going to be traditional Halloween, but I can't wait to see this thing lit up at night,
dude. I saw that picture and I just got so excited for Halloween in general. I was like, oh my god.
Well, now we know where all the pumpkins went from Central Park.
Right?
Oh my god, can we find, do you guys remember Sourpuss the pumpkin? Oh my god, was I the only one who knew about this? Okay, yeah, he was like an Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Oh my god, Instagram icon in like 27. And it's one pumpkin that looks like he ate something sour.
Oh my god.
He's like, and he looks like very irritated with life. I hope to find him this year. If I find him, I will tweet about it and I will make him an icon again. Okay.
I love him already.
Sour. I'm pretty sure I have a picture of it somewhere. I will find it and send it to everybody. Sourpuss the pumpkin. He exists.
Love him.
We also have drone footage of a puppet theater. And I'm fucking excited.
Dude.
It's a decrepit, you know, cracked theater facade. I believe it's the Grandeur Theater. I can't talk. Yes. The A&D are missing. It's cracked. It's falling apart. It looks really good, but I don't want to talk about the thing next to it.
I was about to say that. Yep.
Oh, you think I'm not? Did you not see my tweet? He's a fucking tycoon.
I saw your tweet.
This man has businesses for days.
That's why he's your sugar daddy.
That's exact. Thank you. More headcanon. So on the left side, I don't know. Is that part of the facade? Or is that the exit? No.
I think it's part of the facade.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Could that be where we're going in? That could be. That looks like we might be entering on that side. Because it looks like the theater facade doesn't, it's not on like, I don't know, it looks like it's on like rocks.
It's like there for show. Yeah,
yeah, maybe. It looks like we're going, but there's a sign that says A.L. Kane and Co.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Kane and Co. Albert and Kane.
And Co. as in Cindy. No, I think
the O fell off.
Yeah.
Like, I think the O, like, quote unquote, because you can kind of see like a faint outline. I want to know what the fuck that's about. Was he in Europe? Because I thought he was over in Cary.
Yeah, I think the theater's in San Francisco. So he might have just like a vacation home.
Oh, see, I thought this was in Europe.
I think it's a European trope, but I think it's set in San Fran.
Okay, misunderstood that then. I love that.
Yeah, that's still cool.
Yeah, because the puppet troupe is there. They're leaving as like the European dance crew comes in, and yeah, it was an earthquake. If I'm not mistaken, that's what the commercial said.
Yeah, it was an earthquake, and you know we're going through all different levels of the theater. Which, as a theater nerd, I'm very excited about. They specifically mentioned the catwalk and the orchestra pit, I believe, in the video that we got.
I'm very excited, too.
But this Daddy Kane sign is really intriguing. Yeah, it could just be an Easter egg. I don't think it has anything to do with it, but we're adding this into the headcanon. He totally... This could be what he did before he had the funeral home.
Yeah, he had a tailor shop. He was with the Kingsmen, protecting us all. Yeah,
there you go.
Love him. You can also see it from the guest view. There's also like an uprooted tree like right next to it. which was really cool. That was Ethan Hershaft posted the ones from kind of ground level. And then just more aerials. At BioReconstruct has a bunch of aerial views. You can see another kind of angle of the puppet theater facade. And like there's big rock work outside of it as well. I don't know. It's wild. Go check that out. That's really... Oh, wait. No, there was one more thing. I lied. Popped up today in the parks. There is a sign that is preview merchandise. You can purchase your portrait and see it displayed in the tribute store this year for $200.
Jess, somebody give the Scream Queens $400 so we can both be in there, please.
Don't say that. Wade will fucking buy it.
No, do not do that.
And I'll be like, God damn it.
Anybody but Wade.
Anyone but Wade can buy it. No, that's really cool though. If you have the money for that, go fucking do it.
That is so cool.
Go down in history and fucking, oh my God. Yeah.
It's kind of like that Memento Mori shot when they used to do the pictures over there.
That's really the vibes it gave me, which I think is cool. I'm curious to see how they're going to use it. Could it be another version of that like attic room we had last year?
Ooh.
It was just pictures of fans now.
That'd be so cool.
Oh my God, I'm excited. Are either of you guys going to get your pictures done?
If I had the money.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
See
same.
Me after I get some like tips and then I'll come back.
I think it's limited supply. I don't know how many they said they were doing, but hey, it's cool. I don't think they've done anything like this before. Go be part of the tribute store.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yes.
That is all I have. Until Thursday when there's another announcement, hopefully.
Yeah, or throughout the week there might add more for
or they'll take shit away in the park and someone will say the freak out event's over.
Oh God, it's not happening.
They just sold thousands upon thousands of dollars in frequent fear passes. You think they want to refund all of our motherfucking asses over here? No. They don't want to give all that money back. They want that money. is it time to get to the dream teams?
All right, yeah.
Oh my God. All right.
So this is our second episode of the Scream Queens Dream Teams. So kind of like last time we did with the icons. Very similar, obviously the same way, but we have two teams this time, which is exciting.
Yes.
Or multiple, of us. So basically how we're going to do it then is go back and forth between the two groups, but then each person is going to kind of pick something. So that everyone's getting an equal opportunity to pick for their team, and so forth. So,
yep.
Are we ready to get going? Oh, we didn't even say what we're doing.
No. Okay. So what we did. So welcome to episode 2 of the Scream Queens Dream Teams. I know that is a tongue twister, but come on, it's a cool name.
It's very cool.
This time, instead of Cece versus Jess, we are doing the Scream Queens versus Reflections of Fear. So you guys are representing your other two co-hosts as well. I hope you know that you are podcast. So, make good decisions.
Yeah, I'm going to get probably so many messages after this. That's fight for this?
Oh my God, absolutely. I can't wait. There's going to be so many problems. but what we did is, okay, so this is not, I'm not calling this like the best of the best, but what we did is we took the top houses, so House of the Year I think it goes from 2019 to 2001, yeah. Some of them had multiple houses in certain years, but this is the House of the Year. So there is at least one house from every year from 2001 to 2019. And what we're going to do is we're going to go back and forth and we're going to make our rosters like we picked, like kickball like last time. But this time we have an odd number of houses. There's 21. So we were going to take one out, but I was like, Cece, I think it'd be more fun if we like kind of saw which one was like the ultimate loser. Who's the kid nobody wants on their team out of these 21s?
Damn.
Like Cece said, we're gonna go back and forth, we're gonna flip a coin to see which podcast goes first and then decide amongst yourselves who's gonna pick first. But we're gonna go back and forth, state why you're picking this house, why you think it should go on your team. You're trying to make the best team overall, remember that,
because
Twitter decides who wins at the end of this. I'm not gonna say who won the icons one, but
whatever.
Hair toss.
Whatever. I should have posted it sooner. That was my problem. Because it only had like 16 votes.
I know. We'll do a redo on that one. There's a recount. There was a hanging Chad. So our 21 houses for this round are, or I'm sorry, for this episode: House of 1,000 Corpses from 2019, Stranger Things Volume 1 from 2018, Scarecrow the Reaping 2017, AHS Volume 1 2016, Jack Presents 25 Years of Monsters and Mayhem 2015, Halloween from 2014, Dollhouse of the Damned also from 2014, An American Werewolf in London 2013, Gothic from 2012, The Forsaken 2011, The In Between 2011, Havoc Dogs of War 2010, Dracula Legacy in Blood 2009, Dead Exposure 2008, Nightmare on Elm Street Dreamwalkers 2007, Scream House Resurrection 2006, Body Collectors 2005, Castle Vampire 2004, Psycho Scarapy 2003, Scream House 2002, and Scary Tales 2001.
Oh,
whew. Okay.
It's a lot of years there.
Some of them I don't think should be.
they would say the same.
Right off the bat. Absolutely. No, I know. Absolutely. We can be petty. We can be shady when we get there.
whatever. Everybody's going to... Never mind. I'm not even going to say anything.
Wow, you're already defensive.
Yeah, I am.
We're on the same team, Cece.
I know, but I just know everyone's thoughts. It's okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to flip a coin. I am going to let our guests call it. Do you want heads or tails?
Tails.
Okay. So, it is tails, so...
Oh. Yeah.
You guys get to pick first.
Okay, I guess I'm going first. I think I'm actually going to go ahead and take Scream House first. Since it's
That's fucked up.
I knew that's what the reaction was.
Wait, you want Resurrection or the original?
Original.
Okay.
I forgot they were both on here.
It's really our only main icon house. I mean, Jack Presents is technically one, but... that has so many different houses in it. I can't consider it an icon house. So, yeah, I'm going to take Scream House.
Okay. That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Damn.
I'll be all right. I don't need Daddy
Jess
Kane.
Is going to hate me after this.
Oh, no, I don't need Daddy Kane on my team. He's already on my team. All right. Cece, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. Let's see. What was it that I was going to choose? Oh. Here we go. Best IP house I've ever seen in my life. American Werewolf in London, baby.
I'm okay with that choice.
Yeah.
I've seen it twice. It was fantastic both times.
And I'm counting this as both versions. Like, I know it says 2013, but one in the same. There's an extra puppet.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Round one. Done.
That's pretty good.
Oh, my God. That was really fast. We're not going to fight yet. I'm getting nervous.
It's going to come down to it. Yeah, that's when it's really going to pick up a little bit.
All right, Chris, what is your choice?
All right, I'm going to go with, just because it's me and this is my stand, I'm going to go with Halloween 2014.
Okay. Good choice.
I love the franchise. I thought the house was great. It was actually my first IP to actually go through. And like I said, loving the franchise, just the facade of the house, I thought it was amazing.
I am very jealous I didn't get to see that one. I've heard nothing but great things. All right. I guess that's my choice now? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. I can't not pick this one. I feel like I have to. I'm going to go with Scarecrow.
I knew you were.
That's my baby. I talk about like it's one of my scariest houses, but like, that was my first year. I can't not pick it. It also goes down as like one of the best houses ever. So
yeah,
that's true.
Those are my tall boys. Anything with tall boys, I guess I'm just here for that.
There you go.
Watch out, Leatherface. I'm coming for you.
I know, right?
Ooh, that's my bud.
Watch out, Bryce.
What about the pumpkin lord guy?
Oh my God. I'll fuck up a pumpkin guy.
Yeah. I mean, fear is tall, and I'm about fear, too.
There you go.
True.
You could actually climb fear like a tree.
Oh, I would love to see what them branches do.
Oh, see me with them branches.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay. So we each have one original and one IP so far.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Oh, my God. Bryce?
Oof. I think I'm going to take The Forsaken. I think that's my next favorite one.
Okay.
That was a big dawn catacombs. So hopefully I win their love again over it. But I do like Forsaken a lot. So
is it Ash? I think Ash is the one who was like, yes. Absolutely not. We're not taking this out right now. Yeah. And we all were like, I think we are.
Yeah, it was time to go.
It looks great. It looks fantastic. It's a great house. You know, sideways boats. We love it. We love a tilted floor.
We vibe with it.
We really do. Do we think we're going to get a tilted floor? I mean, puppet theater, I'm assuming.
Puppet theater, yeah.
Ooh.
It could be like Seeds, because Seeds was the first time it wasn't a boat. It was that like Mexican restaurant.
So true.
Ooh. Did this just turn into a speculation episode?
Basically.
Cece, where are you going?
All right. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with my first year and one of my favorite years. I'm going to go with Nightmare on Elm Street, Dreamwalkers. This house was super fun and very scary and very awesome just because Freddy Krueger is my favorite slasher. And like I said, it was my first year, so I'm going to pick that one.
Yes, I always forget that there was a Nightmare House at HHN. I'm not going to lie.
Yep.
Like a whole, not just like All Night Dying.
It was really cool. Like they had the house and everything. Jason. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that too. I did miss Freddy versus Jason. I was just there for Jason, if anything. Come on.
I mean, we know.
I love Freddy, but like. Eugene's going to kill me. Oh my God. Any other reason, Cece?
It was actually really an amazing house. Like, it's so like, accurate, like I'm pretty sure the facade, I remember it was like right outside of the house, and you had like the tricycles and you hear the 1-2, Freddy's coming for you. Like it was really great. So I loved it.
Yes. All right, Chris.
Okay, I'm going back to my my first year doing Horror Nights. I'm gonna go with Dollhouse of the Damned. This was my first
good one.
This was actually the very first house I ever went through at Horror Nights.
Yes. And just
the whole the facade alone was creepy enough with all the little dolls, and then once you got inside and it just wrecked me. Especially the one room with the big baby when the room smelled like shit and baby powder and everything else.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Baby powder and dung.
Mm-hmm.
I think we named our episode that.
We did.
About that house.
Yes.
So it was as terrifying as it seemed in the videos, is what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm so jealous.
Same. Like, that house would have wrecked me, but it would also have been great.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. I have to do it. Scary Tales. I feel like I don't even need to say why. Yep.
I knew it.
Yeah. I'm surprised it made it
this far.
Yeah, without getting taken.
We were going back and forth between Dollhouse and Scary Tales, but
I
feel like if we were taking Scary Tales, you guys would have taken Dollhouse. So,
yeah, probably.
Honestly, probably. That was the original. That was like, Scary Tales. I can't even say anything about it. Bryce, you can go.
No, I mean, all of them are amazing. So,
yeah.
Both houses and the scare zone were great, I think.
We're not talking about the scream punk zone, right? We're talking about Path of the Wicked, right?
Yes.
Okay. It was a get off my show.
I was about to kick him off our own show.
Yeah, it was a get off. We're not talking about scream punk. That one, well, let's erase that. Scream punk erasure, like 100%. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Path of the Wicked or nothing.
I honestly forgot about that scare zone.
Good. That's what I'm saying. Let's erase it from our memory.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't even there, and I hate videos of it.
Yeah. Not my scary tales.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right, Bryce, I think we're going. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's getting hard.
I will probably take the best 3D house, in my opinion, and the in-between.
That is a very good one.
I didn't get to experience it, but I know David would kill me if I did not take this house. So I'm doing it for so David.
Fair. That's fair.
You're going to get a very happy text message once he listens.
I hope so.
I love it. I still haven't seen a 3D house. I don't know if I will.
We don't need to ever again.
Yeah. It's just not. I'm good.
think the only one I've seen was Jack.
Oh, really? What about, yeah. Did you see Chance or no?
Mm-mm.
No? Oh, yeah, we talked about that. Duh.
Yeah.
I knew that. I'm sorry.
And I would have still stand that house even though everyone hates it.
Yeah. I mean, duh.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Chance. I just don't know how wearing 3D glasses with glasses is.
I didn't have glasses back then when I did Jack's, so I don't remember, but it was fucking wild being in a 3D house.
I made
it more scary, to be honest.
Yeah, because like they,
you're like, you're anxious about tripping
shit, like I can't do that.
Yeah.
All right, so the in between goes to Reflection. CC, what are we taking?
We're taking American Horror Story Volume 1. Another one of my favorite IP houses, I think. I think I like this one over version 2, I believe. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, because this one had a hotel. Mm-hmm. And I really was big into American Horror Story back then. And I still like it, but I was like big into it back then. So there was a lot of great scenes in this house, especially when they were shooting the guns at you from hotel. It was like one of my favorite scenes. So I'm going to go with that one.
Yes. I only got to see Volume 2, but Volume 1.
Oh.
I liked that's Volume so 2, good. Okay? It wasn't the best, but...
I didn't hate it, but Volume 1 was just mind-blowing.
Yes, it really was.
But Volume 2 is actually the reason I went to the event, because of Coven, so ooh, I will
there you
say
go.
That.
Fair.
But I've watched the Volume 1 video multiple times. It was superior, by far.
Yeah, it's great.
And all of the characters looked like Gaga in the hotel
section. Yes!
I mean, all the blood and bones... Scare Zone look like Lady Gaga as well.
That's also true.
Oh my god, leave Bone Daddy alone. Leave him out of this, please. Oh my god. Chris, save us.
All right, to combat your American Horror Story, I'm going to go with Stranger Things Volume 1.
How did I know?
I went through this house. I had not seen Stranger Things, so I didn't know what was going on. But
oh my god!
But I know Bryce loved this house. So
yeah, when I went through it, I swear I got every scare. And then at the very end, they stopped us to switch out the characters for the Demogorgons at the end. And I figured they weren't going to hit their trigger because I was right there, and they sure hit their trigger and came out right in front of my face. So
the ones at the end were vicious.
Yes.
In the room, like with the strobe lights.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. And like the fishing line, the sif in your face.
Oh my god, yes. And then like the ashes in the air from the upside down. It's just like, such a good house.
Magic. Yeah. Yes. Volume 1 was that bitch.
Oh my god, yeah.
It really was.
And then Volume 2 was there.
We don't have to talk about Volume 2. We're good.
Well, why do you think it's not on this list?
True.
I feel like we're going to have to do like a Battle of the IPs like eventually on these. And I feel like we're going to have to include both versions and like all of like Walking Dead. And...
Oh, hell no. Oh, that's God. Too That's too much.
CC, it's got to happen eventually.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Oh, no.
Where am I going? I feel this is hard. This is really hard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's getting hard.
It's a lot of originals left.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they're all pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Which one do I pick? Okay, I'm going to take Gothic. That's my girl.
Oh, I knew you were going to pick that.
That was my next pick.
That's my number one. Wish I would have gotten to go through it. I know that would have been my shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't. And that was like the only good house of 2012. So, wasn't it? Isn't that what everyone says? 2012 was like trash compared to most of the other years.
Probably. It's coming after 21, which was a fantastic event. So.
Right.
True.
It's okay.
Gothic. Gargoyles are my thing. So Gothic, yes. I would have been obsessed.
I have a gargoyle bat tattooed on me from Haunted Mansion. Like, I get it.
Oh, my God.
One day we're going to meet in person, Bryce. One day.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We're just going to talk about everything.
We're going to vibe.
Yeah. I can't wait. Well, now it's your turn. I'm okay.
Ooh. I'm going to go ahead with Body Collectors. I feel like no good list is complete without them. So I'm taking them.
Damn you. That was the next choice when it was my turn again.
Also, this had the spine rip in it as well. I think, as far as I'm aware, I think everybody collectors has, so.
I'm pretty sure that's like their iconic kill.
Yeah, it's probably the first time we saw it. I could be wrong. There's probably some Horror Nights fan that's like, what the hell?
Yeah, they'll tweet at us and tell us, well, actually, it appeared in 2003.
Yeah, David will be the one to privately message me and be like,
and I'm not making fun of you. Please, like, tell us when we're wrong. I love being told when I'm wrong.
Yes, please, please.
I need to know what's correct. Yeah, like,
but don't say it in a rude way. Just be like, hey.
I mean, I have thick skin. I can take it.
I mean, okay. There you go.
I'm just going to block you after. It's okay.
Yeah. I'll listen to you, but then you will not ever be able to speak to me again.
Oh my god.
No. Cece, where are you going?
So I'm gonna go old school. Because I've loved kind of most iterations after this. I'm gonna go Psycho Scarapy from 2003.
Yes.
Because this kind of started it all with Shady Brook, like in the predecessors and stuff like that, which I really enjoyed Psycho Scarapy Home for the Holidays, because that was during my first year too, so this is kind of what set that tone. And I just love the whole wild chaoticness that sounds like this house, like with freaking, obviously we've talked about it, poop all over the walls, and just people going crazy and insane in the middle of the hallways screaming random shit like Franken beans and like weird shit.
So this just sounds like Disney on a busy day.
Yeah. Oh no, it's absolutely. This is like day two of CPs when they get here.
Oh my
god.
And
they're no longer earning their ears and they're just kind of put out into the world. That's what that house is.
Oh my god.
I'm not shitting on CPs, but that's really what they do.
Like, yeah. Absolutely.
They think they own everything. I was one.
I just meant Disney like doesn't train them enough and then throws them into the wolves. And it's just
okay. That's fair too.
Chaos and they're just smearing somewhere. Yeah, that's it.
Oh yeah, some 19-year-old. Definitely. When you work for Disney, you find the best bathrooms to cry in. So
yes.
Yeah. Oh my god,
I do that with every job. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, I would go hide in the slide because I was a lifeguard, and there was like a side door, and I would just hide in the water slide.
Oh, I love that.
Well, yeah, you cry a lot as a lifeguard. We're not here to unpack all of that. people hate you.
We're having a trauma dump. It's okay.
Yeah, trauma dump in HHN houses. This sounds like a normal weekend.
We're gonna do that. We're gonna all do that together in the Icons house.
Oh my god, please
watch me sit down in the caretaker scene and just be like, Albert, where can I start?
Yeah, we'll be neighbors. I'll be in fear.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Everyone has to claim their room. Like
Harley. Oh, I mean, sure. I almost said Harley. Wow. Chance. Sorry, I just watched Suicide Squad.
But yeah. Aaron Klein didn't even know who Harley Quinn was when she auditioned.
I know. That's love that.
That's my favorite like tidbit. Is she just like pulled that out of her ass?
I love it.
And it was so in line with what they wanted. That woman is a fucking gem. Okay, wait, whose turn is it? I'm sorry.
I don't even know. Not
Chris?
Mine.
Chris?
Chris, yeah. Mine?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with Havoc, Dogs of War.
Oh.
I didn't get to experience this house, but I've seen several walkthroughs. I mean, it looked like just a badass house.
Yeah.
And I know we got like a little snippet of it in the anniversary house in 2015, but I would have loved to have seen more.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely another David house that I think he would have killed us had we not put it on the list. it's also crazy, much like Hive. I mean, Hive wasn't the whole cast that shaved their heads, but majority of us did. But Havoc, everyone shaved their heads for that role.
Even the women.
Yeah.
Like down to a buzz cut, yeah. That's crazy. Awesome. And I think you can find walkthroughs of Dog of War almost and Derailed, I'm pretty sure. And you can see it, like you see females characters and they are buzz cut. It's not a bald cap.
Yeah. I mean, I know a character who got the barcode that they had tattooed on her head.
So. Oh, I love that. Yeah. They were like a little cult over there.
Oh my god. I mean, Hive was the same thing. We all
That's okay. I love you them. Fucking vampires. You were my first house.
I'm so excited to experience it and Carrie if it comes back. I'm going to cry. Catch me crying in Texas and Carrie this year.
Catch me crying at every house, pretty much.
It's going to be an emotional year. And like, you're going to be crying in every house.
I mean, you literally crying at the club.
In fact, we went to Universal the other day. I like literally walked in the front gate and I saw the just the trussing, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm getting a little misty-eyed.
Oh no, I haven't been since we moved back, so I'm like, once I do go back, I might go this week. I might have to go alone and like wear sunglasses and just kind of cry real hard. Cause like I don't know. The first time I moved to Orlando and the first time I went to Universal, it was like very emotional. And like now that I'm back again and like I'm back for good this time, I feel like it's going to be super emo. So if you catch me cry, yeah, literally, I was listening to In the Heights when we were driving in the day we moved. And the finale where they're all singing We're Home, I was sobbing driving past the volcano on I-4. How fucking sad is
that? What an Orlando thing.
I know, like, just driving past the volcano. And Eugene is just like, are you happy? And I was like, yeah, I'm good. And then I went, this is the closest we've been to HHN all year. Like, distance, it was so stupid. I think I'm done stalling now. I guess I have to pick a house.
Yeah.
Cece, should I go? Should I go with, like, a house I love or a house that I feel like people love? And then ask you.
I always like to go with my heart, but
I know.
But the goal of this is to have the better team, so it's up to you.
I think I'm going to make a choice for... Yeah. Okay. This is hard. God damn it. Okay, I'm just going to do it. I'm doing Castle Vampyr.
Okay.
I'm taking it.
Is that the one with the spiral staircase or whatever?
It's the one that actually had a second floor that you had to go
over. Yeah.
Yep.
That's cool.
That's another like selfish pick. That's another house that I'm like, God, if I could have gone through that one, I know I would have liked it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily some of the best houses that they've ever done, but that was a selfish pick. I'm sorry.
Listen, go with
no, it's okay. I mean, technically, it somehow won House of the Year, so yeah, it must be somewhat good.
Wasn't 88 accessible, but...
You know what? Hush.
I almost picked a house for you just then. I'm not going to lie.
Uh-oh.
I almost did, but then my heart was like,
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
We'll get there.
Bryce, this is your last choice.
Wait, is it?
Yeah, this is Bryce's last.
Oh, my God. I feel like I have to go with Dead Exposure.
Fuck! God damn it. That's where I was going next.
I mean... Dead Exposure in 2018 was my favorite house that year. So
really?
I can only imagine what Dead Exposure back then would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Dead Exposure in 2018 was terrifying. So I'm sure Dead Exposure in 2008 was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was cool. It was really cool.
Yeah.
I think it's Mary's year. I have to take a Mary year. Our literal podcast is reflecting.
I know.
Here,
I was waiting for that too.
Damn it. Yeah. I'm sorry, you had to take the Mary one.
That was my next choice. It's okay. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do now.
I mean, there's only a few choices now, so it's not.
Because I'm next, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. All right, I'm gonna do this. This is very weird of me, but I'm gonna go with Jack Presents.
Oh.
25 years of Monsters and Mayhem.
I did not think you were going to go there.
I know. Nobody does. I don't think I went through this house from what I remember. I know it was there that year, and I'm very sad I missed this house, but I've watched walkthroughs of it plenty of times. We've talked about it. It's something that is a crowd favorite, I feel. So I wanted to choose it because of that, too.
I love it. I have no issues with this house because I didn't go through it, so... It's a house I've always wanted to go through because it had so many iconic houses. So I mean, that I feel like that rounds out the team because it covers a lot of houses that we necessarily didn't get on our list.
That's true. Yeah.
So that's Cheaters. A cheat right there. Yeah, it's our show. Have us on your show, and then you can cheat.
Oh, girl, our schedule's so far out right now. We'll have you guys here soon. I promise.
Oh, I'm totally kidding. You're totally fine. Oh my God. Okay, Chris, it's your last choice.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to go with Dracula, Legacy in Blood.
Ooh.
You know, we haven't seen a Universal Monster, so I'm going to go down that road. I did not experience this house, so I don't know too much about it, but I had to go with a universal monster.
I love it.
I'm pretty sure, I don't remember if I did this one or not, but I know I was there that year because I definitely did the Frankenstein one that year.
Ooh.
And that one was pretty cool.
I mean, also, it was stuck between that Scream house, which we basically already have, and a house that I'm kind of hoping is the last one, to be honest. But
fuck off. I think it's really interesting that that one is still on the list.
It's all in Jess's hands at this point, actually.
Which is really funny, considering my opinion on that house.
Ooh.
Yeah, Jess, this is scary because I know what you're going to pick.
Well, hey, give me a little more credit than that. I don't always go with Daddy Kane. God. Most of the time I go with Daddy Kane, but give me a little more credit.
I don't know.
Okay, so.
Yeah, this is all down to you.
Yeah, okay. So the ones that are left are Scream House Resurrection and House of a Thousand Corpses. See, I would have rather had original Scream House. That's my
sorry about one. It.
Oh no, it's totally fine. the coin chose. I can't really go back on it.
Sure.
I have Scarecrow though. So
see, you got that over us.
Oh no, I don't know. Pardon me? Like, people really liked Corpses. Like, it was really good. Yes.
Did they though?
Yes, they did. Whether you like it or not.
The general public, honestly, it's because of the general public, really, I think.
Yeah, and that's because it was a known property. Like, I mean, everything's known, but that one, I feel like people were like, oh yeah, it's that Rob Zombie movie. And then they went in the house and were like, oh my God, this is actually really fucking good.
Is it because they like the house or because they like the movie?
I hate the movie. And I really loved this house.
Tea?
There's a lot of people like that, yeah.
Hate the movie. Like, I don't like... don't like Rob Zombie's films. I like him as a musician.
I mean, I also never got a good run through that house, unfortunately. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, if you got like perfectly timed, it was magic.
I think that's the house I saw the most.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I was always in the back somehow.
I should.
Same. That and Depths of Fear, I feel like I saw the most.
I like Depths.
I did too. I didn't hate Depths. Too. But I went through it a lot like Cece. Like, I just kept, it never had a line. So I just went through it and I got to see them, like, kind of develop characters throughout it. And, like, yeah, the fish boys left, but I liked the fish boys.
Hey, there's a fish boy in House of Thousand Corpses, too.
Okay. Different fish boy.
Whatever.
So, with that being said, now that you've brought up fish boy, I am not choosing House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yes!
I can't. At the end of the day, it's still, I know I said I don't always pick Daddy Kane, but...
but we're picking Daddy Kane.
I can't not pick Scream House. Like, how many Scream Houses have we had? Come on. Like, I need it. I need him on the list. I'm sorry.
That's fair.
I know he's in 25 Presents, but, like, it's different. It's
not this fair.
This went exactly how I needed it to.
Yep. You know what?
Absolutely.
Cece, whatever. You knew if you weren't going to pick Corpses, no one was going to pick Corpses, right?
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing.
It's okay. So
it's not necessarily better than a lot of what I picked, though.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't say that. I don't think.
Cece knew for a fact that we were not going to pick Corpses.
Yeah, I knew that.
No, and I don't think she expected me to pick
Scream House. Looks cool as fuck, actually. 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Except for this creepy ass painting of this girl, and I don't like it.
Ooh.
I'm on the wiki right now.
Is it Cindy?
It is not Cindy.
I was like, don't you fucking talk about her like that.
No, it is not her.
Stepdaughter. God.
Oh, God, there is a Cindy, though, and she's in a fucking coffin, and she looks creepy as hell.
It's her funeral. We talked about it.
I hate it.
Oh, my God. Albert Kane was La Llorona before La Llorona.
Oh my
God.
Wait, and that's the picture with two Cindys. Oh, my God.
Or is Albert Kane La Llorona's significant other?
Ooh, I love that.
There we go. This is what we need to do, just headcanon episodes where we just throw shit at each other.
Yeah.
There's some good pictures from this house.
Yeah.
Daddy Kane and Cindy are fire, and then La Llorona and her kids are water.
Oh.
We mix it together.
It's like a hers, mine, and ours. No.
There is dragons. No ours.
I know.
Dueling dragons. The double dragon. Excuse you. This is the Sharts. We are now in Bring It On.
Oh my God.
God. I have not seen Bring It On yet. David's trying to get it.
The one filmed at Islands of Adventure in the Universal Orlando Resort. You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, my God. We've been talking about
possibly doing it on Reflections just for fun.
Do it. I love it. I really like Bring It On. I like really cheesy, shitty movies. Don't even get me started on Stick It. I am a Stick It stan.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I really am. Okay. Let's get back to Dream Teams. Wow.
Yes. We got off track.
Bryce, do you want to read your team off, your final team?
Yes. We have Scream House from 2002, Halloween from 2014, The Forsaken from 2011, Dollhouse of the Damned in 2014, The In-Between in 2011, Stranger Things Volume 1 in 2018, Body Collectors in 2005, Havoc Dogs of War 2010, Dead Exposure 2008, and finishing it off is Dracula Legacy in Blood 2009.
Yeah, stops. That's a good list.
Yeah.
That's a good lineup. We should look at this as like a lineup for HHN.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, both of these lists are pretty solid.
Yeah, I would go to both. Like, honestly.
Oh, for sure.
How many IPs do you guys have? One, two? Two? Is Dracula three? Yeah, three.
I don't know.
Was it an original? Or
I think it was technically an original.
Yeah, I think it was an original.
But I think Brides is technically an IP on an original.
Yes, because that's a sequel to the movie.
We'll say three. You guys have three then.
We do too, I think.
All right, Cece, do you want to read our list?
Sure. So we have an American Werewolf in London from 2013 and 2015, whatever. Scarecrow the Reaping from 2017. Nightmare on Elm Street Dreamwalkers from 2007. Scary Tales from 2001. American Horror Story Volume 1 from 2016. Gothic from 2012. Psycho Scarapy from 2003. Castle Vampire from 2004. Jack Presents 25 Years of Monsters and Mayhem from 2015. And Scream House Resurrection from 2006.
Yes, I love it. Oh my God.
With our, what's it called? Our weakest link being House of Thousand Corpses from 2019. Did not make a list.
The first loser.
Damn.
Oof.
It's okay.
A lovely 21st alternate. really where she came in. She made the list. She made the list.
Yeah. I mean, this is true, yeah. And I'm expecting this to happen this way anyway. So
it was a very polarizing house. I mean, houses are, opinions are. HHN is like,
yeah.
Everyone's got an opinion on something. You know, some people think that Yeti was like House of the Year.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. I do love Yeti. I don't think it's better than Graveyard Games, but we're not here to talk about that.
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation. We could have a whole hour long episode.
I loved Yeti. I was a Yeti stan. I don't even want to hear it. Okay, I was hyping y'all up when people were talking shit.
I grew to become one.
Yes, it took a while, but like also that air conditioning.
Hell yeah!
I'm glad you guys felt it because we sure did not.
Oh, no.
I was gonna ask, like, was there air conditioning? Y'all had those big ass Yeti suits on.
I mean, there was, and we felt it when we didn't have our masks on, but oh my God.
True.
It was so hot.
Mm-mm.
Ugh.
No, thank you.
I mean, honestly, I wasn't even a Yeti, and I couldn't feel it.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Oh, we love it. My friend was, she did not start as the heroine in Depths of Fear, but she ended as when somebody left. Ooh. And she was like, that wetsuit was the hottest thing. And she would peel it off. And it was like a legit wetsuit. They didn't just make it out of spandex. Like,
oh no.
So she was like, she would have to peel it off of her skin at the end of the night. And I'm like,
tints that sounds awful.
Tints are super hot to work in. So
I can imagine. Like, we need to bring you guys back and just hear horror stories and like good stories, honestly. We're talking about interviews with a scare actor as like another possible thing we might start. So we might have to bring you guys back on for those.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
They'd be like little individual like 15-minute conversations about your life as a scare actor. So that's also for anyone listening. If you were a scare actor, even not at HHN, at a local haunt, anything, reach out to us. We're looking for some people to bring on for that. So
yeah.
But yeah, those are our list. You guys have to go vote on Twitter. Who has the best team? Who won? Was it Reflections of Fear or was it the Scream Queens? Yeah. And you guys get to decide. And, you know, we might lose our first one against another show.
Oh, no.
We'll see. I mean, I have a winning record right now. I'm undefeated. Dream Team. I'm kidding, Cece. I didn't even know when you told me. I was like, oh, I did. I couldn't even see it. She's like, why can't you see? I was like, I didn't vote. Why would God. Why would I vote in my own poll?
I didn't vote either.
No, I know, but you could see it because I was looking on my account. You were looking at the Scream Queens
account. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what's going on here. I'm an old lady.
That's all right.
So, yeah, that was Dream Teams. Wow. Okay, housekeeping?
Yeah. Well, why don't we let them do their plugs?
Yes. Plug yourself. Plug your show.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. So, if you want, we are half of Reflections of Fear. Allison and David could not be here tonight, but their ats are, David's at is Hot for Creature, HOT4CREATURE. I don't know. He does it every time. I don't know how he does it. And then Allison's is Depths of Allison. And then our podcast page is at Reflect Fear Pod. If you want to follow me and chat Ratcatcher and Polka Dot Man, Simon is Suicide Squad Mood. It's at Door Yeti. I know this Friday, hopefully when this comes out, we have Hunter from Catacombs and Grim Grinning Host on our show. And we are talking about horror movie scores. And we made an entire like 50 thing playlist of horror scores. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
That's a great episode to have him on for. Like, mm-hmm. Honestly, just knowing him, that's fantastic.
And you can tweet me at Buck Sawyer and the number 29.
Tweet them, guys. Tweet them.
Yeah.
They're on Twitter more than I am. They'll talk to you.
Oh, that, I don't want to be on Twitter more
no,
than
I don't mean that in like a negative way. Oh my God, no.
I do. Oh,
no. I'm probably on Twitter's wild. The most. That's my problem.
And I'm probably on there the least.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, get a couple shots in me. I go on Twitter and stay there for forever.
Yes.
Oh my God. all right. Well, we are at Scream Queens 85 as always on Twitter. I am CC Tron. Jess is at Beetle Jess. You can also find us on Instagram at The Scream Queens Podcast. And we're also on Facebook. I need to get a little bit better about posting there, but we are there. We, as always, have our shop on TeePublic. We try to notify when we have sales going on. For $13 t-shirts and things like that. So just definitely keep an eye on our Twitter. We also have our Pride stickers that Angie made for us. All these are linked in our show notes. So just check that out there.
Yes, go buy those Pride stickers. Oh my God.
Yes.
Yes. And Jess, what is our voicemail phone number?
Yeah. So if you want to leave us a voicemail, talk anything, speculation, rumors, give us a topic. You want to tell us something you liked or didn't like on our episode. 407-801-2962. No one will answer. It's just a voicemail inbox. Leave us a message and you'll be in the, next week's episode.
Yeah. Do we have...
Don't ask me about trivia.
I was about to. Uh-oh. Hold on.
Girl, do you know what I'm doing right now? I'm sitting on the floor again with my shit on boxes because I have not unpacked.
Well, you know what I realized also?
What? Did you not post it?
I never posted the question, but listen, we actually had somebody who shared the question, the answer with us without me even posting it.
Oh my God, I saw that.
And that was Kelly.
Oh, yay, Kelly. You did it.
Yes. It was Cindy's...
the name of the orphanage that Cindy burnt to the ground, and it was the Good Harvest Orphanage. Ooh.
Yes. So, Kelly, you are our listener of the week.
Yes.
Do we have a question we can think of?
I don't know. Do we have Kelly's at so we can put that in the episode?
Yes. It's at Make Mine Mayday.
Yes. Thank you, Kelly. I can think of a question really, really, really fast.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. This one is in honor of Bryce. It's not that hard, but what is Fear's actual name?
Ooh, I know this one.
We've said it in many Icons episodes before. Yeah. So if you've listened, it's not hard to find, but what is Fear's real name?
What do I call Fear when I slide into bed with him?
What does Bryce whisper into his ear? And it's not Daddy Fear.
Oh my God, I can't.
All the Fierce characters this year are gonna be like, this man's a psycho, stay away from him.
All the Albert Kane characters are literally gonna have a wanted poster in the fucking break room. Be like, oh, stay away from this bitch.
Oh my God, I can't.
No, thank you.
Oh my god. Oh, okay. All right. Well, next week we have a very packed week for you guys as well.
Yes.
Should we tell them what we're going to do?
Yeah.
Get them hyped?
Yes. Oh my god.
All right. So we have some returning friends and a new friend. Yes. And we're going to be doing rankings of the American Horror Story seasons.
Yep. Ranking all 10 of them. 10? Yep. Are we on 10? 9.
Because 10 hasn't started yet.
In preparation for the new season that is coming out, I believe on the 25th.
Yes, sounds right.
So yeah, we're going to rank all of them like we do our normal rankings. Do we want to tell them who the guests are?
Sure.
So returning from Squad on the Rocks, we have my sister Ashley and Daniel. And then a first-time guest but long-time friend, we have Travis.
Yes. I'm so excited.
It's going to be so much fun. We're all crazy. We all love American Horror Story. So... It's on.
It's gonna be fun.
So we all know Coven's probably gonna win, right?
Yeah, we all know that.
Looking at our group, I'm just gonna spoil it now. I know us. Coven's that bitch.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm curious to see where everything else falls because I hate Roanoke and Ashley doesn't. So we'll see.
Ooh, and I don't think Travis hates it either. So
I have tried to watch it 3 times and I can't get past like episode 7 or 8.
Oh, it gets stupid at the end. That's why.
It's so dumb.
I like the first half. I hate the
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I find the colony of Roanoke fascinating. I'm not trying to spoil the episode next week. I'm just like, okay, that's it. Sorry.
But yeah, we wanted to tell you guys so you guys can get hyped for that and get prepared if you would like to rewatch some seasons just to kind of get yourself in the mindset for it. But yeah, other than that, guys, stay spooky. We will see you in the fog. And what else?
Don't forget to scream, queens.
All right. Bye. See you next week. Bye.